The Wyoming Art Party is a new arts organization. No, we won't be seeing Art Party candidates on the November ballot. Think party, as in fun and festivities. The Wyoming Art Party's inaugural event opens with a reception next Friday in Laramie. It's a collaborative exhibit called A Portrait of Wyoming. Laramie artists June Glasson and Meg Thompson are the founders of the Wyoming Art Party. They stopped by to explain the project to Wyoming Public Radio's Micah Schweitzer.
You say your mission is to present art in Wyoming as it is, rather than what it's thought to be. That's what you say on your website. And June Glasson, what does that mean, Wyoming art as it is?
Well, I think a lot of people have an idea of what Western or Wyoming art might look like. And I think Meg and I were really interested in creating a kind of more diverse picture of what that art might look like.
We've both been very impressed and feel blessed to live in a state where there's so many great people making so many great things. There's a lot of talent here, but it seems like because of the distance that we all sort of get isolated in our little pockets of the state or even communities, and we wanted to do a project that sort of mixed up the artists from around the state.
We were thinking about creating a conversation with these different groups. So you may have someone who does more quote-unquote traditional Western art and someone who does contemporary art, and they might create a piece with a knife maker from Cody or a writer from Lander. And that way, these kind of scattered individuals will actually make a piece together for this project.
Right. That's the basic principle. That artists were, pulled out of a hat. You have one artist who starts a piece, and you pull another name out of a hat, and another artist finishes the piece. And Meg, what was it like to receive these pieces and see them for the first time?
It was very exciting. June says it's like Christmas.
The mailman kept arriving with boxes like every other day, and he kept being like, what is all this stuff? And I'm like, it's an art project.
The art that we've been getting is fabulous. I think this all started as an experiment, and we're not sure how it was going to go, and we're still not sure how it's going to go when it's all hung together. But so far, in June's basement, looking at everything, we've been very excited and impressed with the work we've got.
Now, Meg, you mentioned this is hanging in June's basement at this point. That's not where the public is going to come and see this. The show is going to be hung above the Pedal House Bike Shop on First Street in Laramie, which is not a formal gallery name, I assume.
Not yet. Laramie doesn't have a public art center currently, and so we've had to scramble to find a place. And there's many business owners downtown that are open to having shows in their space, but it's hard to plan if they don't know if they're going to have a renter that month or not. The Pedal House has an apartment, a lovely apartment with a lot of light. They didn't have it rented. They were excited about this project. They've been behind it the whole time.
This is not the first pop-up gallery that Laramie has seen. What's the role of the pop-up gallery?
Well, actually, the origins of this project kind of started with a pop-up. Meg and I had done a pop-up last year for the holidays with a few other local artists.
It makes it more feasible if you don't have to carry the overhead of keeping the gallery and the rental space open all year. Yeah,
and you don't have to worry about selling stuff. Like, we're not walking into this project thinking we're going to make tons of money. We take none of the sales from the show. That's just based on what the artists want.
Did these artists know each other before they collaborated?
Some of the artists know each other, but when we were picking out of the hat, if we picked two artists that we knew each other or had worked together or even worked in the same medium, we would put them back in the hat. So we definitely, the goal was to pick artists that did not work together.
Have you gotten feedback from them about what it's like to work with someone you don't know in another medium?
We've actually gotten a lot of feedback because we left the collaboration very open-ended. We didn't kind of outline how they would have to interact or how it would go about. So we got a lot of emails saying, okay, I got this piece, what can I do to it? And we left it up to the individuals to decide what they felt comfortable with. And a lot of people they didn't get uncomfortable, but they weren't quite sure what they were allowed to do with the piece they received.
And what about the artists who sent their work?
I think most people who committed to this project knew that they would be letting go of control with what happened to their work.
That must be so difficult for an artist to let go of a piece in that way.
It is hard, especially when you put a lot of labor into something. But I think there's also something really freeing and liberating about that, too.
And it's quite the challenge when you get a piece that's totally different from anything you do. I think I've heard from a lot of artists that they were so frustrated at first. They're like, this isn't what I want to do. Like, what am I supposed to do with this? And then it forces all of us to get out of our comfort zone and work in a different medium. And I think that helped expand the work to make everybody broaden what they would normally do.
Yeah, and some people would get really nervous because, you know, they'd be like, what do I do with this piece? Can I cut into it, or can I paint on it, or can I do this? And people were very, very unsure about what they were allowed to do to the piece. And we wouldn't answer that question. I said, you can always email your partner, or you can just take it into your own hands and see what happens.
Well, we'll see what happens when the show opens. It's called A Portrait of Wyoming, a collaborative project between 38 Wyoming artists. It opens on Friday, August 22nd, and runs all the way through September 19th. Again, that's above the Petal House on First Street in Laramie. And the show will travel in 2015 to Jackson and Lander. We should also mention the show is supported in part by a grant from the Wyoming Arts Council through funding from the Wyoming State Legislature and the National Endowment for the Arts. Meg Thompson and June Glasson are the founders of the Wyoming Art Party. This is their inaugural show. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Micah.
Thank you, Micah.